Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Paul Whitehouse, hello and welcome to Ireland.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
We're delighted to have you. Have you spent much time here, actually?
Thank you for the choice to let me in.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right. We've got a few gum beans here. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. But have you spent much time here yourself?
Yeah, I have actually, Dave. I know it's an old cliche, but my dad's family come from the west of Ireland. So Sligo, Mayo, I used to go fishing with my dad on Loch Conn.
No way.
A few other little rivers and lakes around, yeah. And we went, we did the south coast and the west coast when I was a kid. I think my mum even did some singing over in Ireland when I was little as well.
So, fantastic.
But yeah, we used to, it's an old cliche, but I went on holiday to Wales, where my family are from the Rhondda,
yeah,
and the west of Ireland, so I didn't see the sun till I was about 24.
Yeah, we're still experiencing the same thing here, don't worry. So your love of fishing, was that fostered as a child then with your dad? Because obviously yourself and Bob do the fishing show, which is Bob Mortimer, which is so great.
Very much so, Dave. Yeah, as a kid, my dad took me. So I spent, my dad was of that generation that didn't really talk openly, like we do now so much. Certainly not. Although he always used to sing. He was always singing Irish songs, actually.
That's what
he
used to
remember. You know, I could always hear him singing, Irish songs. And we used to spend a lot of time with each other on the riverbank. So although we weren't, opening up or anything like that, we did have that bond and we had it all our lives, so I always had that lovely time with him that perhaps I wouldn't have had if we hadn't shared fishing.
It's funny, we were talking on the show recently about somebody, the actor Nicola Coughlan, the Irish actor. She got a Supermax gold card. Supermax is a fast food restaurant here in Ireland. And she got a gold card and can go free Supermax for life. It was just this incredible thing. But we were asking our listeners if they could have a gold card to anything, what would it be? And one guy straight away went in, he goes, the amount of money I spend on fishing gear, if I could get a gold card, I think he said Southside Angling was the shop he wanted. He didn't want Ferraris or Lamborghinis. He just wanted his gold card for fishing.
That's good. I love it. I mean, look, my gold card would actually be access to the best fishing, not the fishing shop.
Allowed? Yes, 100%. No, I was just about to ask you what you choose, but there you go. You've done it. So
there you go.
You can just wander in,
on the spay,
show everybody.
On the
here I am. I can go wherever I want. Listen, we should talk only fools and horses. Obviously, that is the reason why you were talking to me. And this is an incredible thing because my wife introduced me, as my girlfriend at the time, she introduced me to sitcoms. It was something that I was kind of, vaguely aware of in the corner. Things happen, whatever. And she was like, one day we were just getting to know each other. She went, do you want to watch Only Fools and Horses? And I was like, that English thing? Sure. She was like, wait, what? You haven't seen it? I was like, oh, I've seen the odd bit. And she's like, no. And she sat me down and she had them all on VHS. It was a long time ago.
Right.
And we started from the start and and we've done it ever since with every other sitcom you can think of, Partridge and Ted and everything. But it's Only Fools and Horses.
So when you said Father Ted, did you go, what, that Irish thing?
I did. I literally did. Because again, it had been on the telly. I was like, is that actually funny? She was like, reconsidering her whole life decisions, going, is this the guy I really want to be with? But we started with Only Fools and Horses.
Sound like you came from different planets.
Yeah, totally.
But mine did as well. She's got every Only Fools episode on VHS. She knows it better than I do.
No way. And now here you are starring in and writing, co-writing the Only Fools and Horses musical. So talk to me about it. How does this come about? Because obviously the show is, I mean, Iconic is actually doing it a disservice. It's so much bigger than that. But John Sullivan's son, Jim, and yourself co-write. So how do you sit down? Where does this conversation begin?
Well, it's a good question, Dave, really. I mean, it comes out as sort of tragedy, really, because John Sullivan had his last project was to write a musical version of Only Fools and Horses. But he very tragically died, before his time. And he'd only written one song,
right,
with Chaz Hodges out of Chaz and Dave.
And Dave, yeah.
Yeah, that English band.
I've heard of those guys.
and so Jim took up the reins, as it were, and got in touch with the producers and me. And they said, would I get involved and sort of adapt it with Jim for the stage? And I was like, well, I've never done anything like that before. First of all, I want the family, John Sullivan's family, on board.
Right.
It was very important to me that, we had that bond. And, you know, it was quite a sort of pressurized thing to do. But because I always knew that it was John Sullivan's idea to do it as a musical, we always had that. If someone said, "What are you doing mucking about?
Yes.
Who do you think you are, White House?" I go, "It's not me, mate.
It was John
Sullivan." Yeah, trump card.
Absolutely.
Now, sort of. No, but I understand. If I was going to see it, I'd be a little bit apprehensive. I think, like, why are they doing it as a musical? But if I knew that it was as a result of John Sullivan's creative input, I would. Then I'd be reassured, but I'd still be sceptical for the first 5 minutes.
Fair.
I think a lot of the audience are. You know, we don't muck about. We hit them with all the top characters, all the gags. We it's not a concept album.
Yeah. The Jazz Odyssey of Only Fools and Horses. Well, listen, my wife and I will definitely be there. We will be there to see every second of it. I cannot wait. Brilliant. It's going to run from the 30th of June to the 5th of July. Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, of course. See bordgáisenergytheatre.ie for details, but do not miss this. It's going to be brilliant. Okay, before we get back to Only Fools, let's talk Harry Potter for a minute, because there's a little bit of... I think you own a space that nobody else owns in the entire world. I think you know where I'm going here. You are in the new Harry Potter TV show, but you're the only actor who's in both that and the movies. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Dave, but I think you could be onto something there.
I think I am.
But there is a caveat, you know, because... although I was in the films, they cut me out of it. And they just put me in one of the pictures, you know?
Yes.
And it was like, I didn't mind, you know? It was, I swear to you, this is the truth. When I went and they said, "Would you like to be in it?" It was a small part, you know, which suits me fine. I've got plenty of other things going on. Same with this, actually. You know, it's a privilege to be part of it. But weirdly, the reason that I'm doing it is because the director was the first, well, he was the location manager on the first series of The Fast Show.
No.
Then he directed, it's absolutely true. Then he directed the second series of the studio of The Fast Show.
Right.
Then he directed the third series of The Fast Show. Then he directed our specials. He did The Royal Family. And then he went to the States, bang, Succession,
wow.
The Last of Us. And now he's doing this. And he said, "Would you come and do this part?" And I was like, "Wow, it'd be lovely. I'm going to treat you like junior boy."
I remember when.
Everyone else would be like revering him. And I'll go, "I'm not doing that. No."
That's an amazing career trajectory for him. Fantastic.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I realize how rude I was to it.
I don't think you'd be rude to anyone, Paul, by this, from what I've heard and what I've seen today.
You're rude to people at your peril, aren't you?
That's the truth.
Especially in the early days.
Absolutely. And look, has anything, obviously, we're expecting this in 2026. I mean, have things started? Mm-hmm. Have you started to shoot things?
I just went for a fitting this week, you know, to try the costume, see the, you know, what wig they're going to put on me, and, you know, how they're going to make this, you know, gorgeous creature look sinister.
Oh,
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Practically impossible, I would suggest. I mean, the things they can do with CGI these days. So Argus Filch, I mean, he's got a head in him, you know, we'll say that much for him.
Well, he has, hasn't he? Yeah, I mean, I think that's how he's described. They're not particularly picturesque, I believe.
Right, okay. Well, they'll have to spend hours in the makeup chair. I mean, like, you know.
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
It'll be worth it.
That's the reason. Actually, come to think of it now, no wonder he got in touch with me. He's going to get his own back, isn't he?
That's exactly what he's doing. Yeah, get you up at 6 a.m. every morning for a four-hour session. Yeah.
And make me look... preposterous, but anyway, there you go.
Well, we really look forward to that as well. But before I let you go, let's do a quick game, right? Only Fools and Horses. Gonna play a game. It's gonna be called Fooled or Horses. So I'm gonna give you a list of three horses, okay?
Right.
Two of which will have run in the Irish Grand National, one of which we will have made up. And you've got to see if you can identify the horse that isn't a horse, or have we made a fool of it? You get it?
I get it.
It's highbrow. It's highbrow now.
Can't you say that I have never, ever been remotely interested in horse racing?
Okay.
that helps with this.
It does. It actually probably does, to be honest with you. So, right, here are your first three horses.
Okay.
Duffel coat, lap blanket, or final orders. Which one is not a horse?
Duffel coat.
Would you believe it's actually lap blanket?
Is it really?
Yeah, Duffel coat's a real horse, ran in the Irish Grand National.
Okay. Lap blanket, a good name for
it. It's not a bad name for a horse. It's actually a lovely thing to have in your car as well. Drape it over your lap while you're driving. I really enjoy mine, I have to say. Okay, next three. Mint Boy, She Could Be Anything, or Music Master.
Ooh, that's
one of them's
tricky.
Fake.
They're all viable names, aren't they?
Yeah, you can imagine. Yeah.
Me and Harry used to do a sketch years ago, and part, well, it was part of a character and of making up paint names, and Mint Sunrise, you know, Oyster.
Yes, I remember them.
You know, it's like, they're all so viable. I'd say Music Master because it's a bit obvious.
And you're absolutely right, because Music Master is a quiz we do on this radio show. So points to Paul Whitehouse.
I knew that.
Of course, he listens all the time. And the final three for you are Too Many Guitars, Search for Glory, or Another Chance.
Another Chance sounds to me like a bang-on horse name.
100%, I would agree with you. Park that one, that's safe. That's safe, yeah.
So that's safe, so it is, nice.
So it's either Too Many Guitars or Search for Glory.
See what you see. Right, what, Too Many Guitars or what was it?
Search for Glory.
I think Search for Glory.
You think that's the fake one?
Yeah.
It's not. It's Too Many Guitars, which is what I own, unfortunately. I've got a huge collection. I own too many. The lads are always slagging me. Oh, I'm nearly 80. It's ridiculous.
No, you're joking. Oh,
it's ridiculous,
I've got
Paul. You're better off. Trust me. I'm in the process of trying to trim mine down at the moment. Paul, it's an absolute honor to talk to you. I have loved everything you've done for absolute decades now at this stage. Thank you for taking the time. I will see you on stage at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
Brilliant.
30th of June.
Maybe
5th
see you
of July.
Afterwards,
I'd love that.
Compare guitars.
Okay,
right?
Deal. Okay. All right, Paul. Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.